Okay, so we're beginning now this morning Havdamah He. So we're sorry, Havdamah Vav rather. Where it's entitled Mochin Umidos. Mochin Umidos, I mean Mochin is the brain. The three spheres in the brain, which are Keser, Chacham, and Bina, known as Kechab. And the Midos are the seven Midos, the seven lower spheres. So he explains in the little and the small font, Bo Yisbarish Shnei Ofanim Heach Yischalku Eser Spheres LeBeis Bechinas. We're going to explain two different ways how to divide the ten spheres. Echad, one way is Adas Mochin and Midos, which is the three areas of the brain, Keser, Chacham, and Bina, versus the seven Midos. That's one way, three and seven. And there's a second way. At the end, we're going to discuss Beis Adas Hei Chasadim Hei Gvuros. So there are five Chasadim and the five Gvuros. We'll explain how that works exactly. That's at the end. So let's first go through the three Mochin, the three parts of the brain, and the seven Midos. He explains Inyan Mochin and Midos. Ha'eser Sfiros Nechlak LeBeis Bechinos. Ha'Gimel Rishonos, which is called often Gar, Gimel Resh, in the Sfarim called Gar, Gimel Resh, Gimel Rishonos. Keser, Chachma, Bina, Nikar, Mochin. These are called the brain. It's the way the brain works, the certain analysis. We'll go to in later Hagdamos how to define Chachma and Bina. Typically, just Chachma is Sfaradim are called Chachma, and Ashkenazim are called Bina. Chachma is where there's more clarity, Bina is where there's more distinction. Typically, the Litvisha yeshivas were into the Brisk and Lumdas and Chakiras and Afkminas, splitting things up. And typically, Svardim are into Chachma, which is like the final Psak Halacha. What's the bottom line? Tell me what's the bottom line. Chachma has more clarity. It connects to Bavli Yushami, but that's in essence Chachma and versus Bina. Keser is something above our understanding. We don't really understand what Keser means. And that's the three higher brain, the parts of the brain. The Zayin Tachtonos, the seven lower ones, Chagat Nihim, Nikra Midos, which is stands for Chesed, Gevur, Tferes, and Etzachod, Yesod, Malchus. These are the seven lower Midos, they're called. Ubiurahu, the explanation is, Dihine Yadua She'adam Nivra Be'etzel Mokim. We know that man was created in the image of God. What does that mean? Hashem doesn't look like us. We don't look like Hashem. So it says that in a physical way. K'moshe Kasav Ki Be'etzel Mokim Ases Adam. What it means is, Perish Yesh Be'evari Ha'adam, Mashal v'dugma el ha'eser sfiros kedushos. What that means is nothing physical. It means the way the man was constructed is in a model of the way the ten spheres are constructed. Hashem has no image, of course, but the way the spiritual image of ten spheres is exactly the body. Kimosh amar Iov, mibisari achta eloka. From my flesh I saw Hashem. There was a vision of Hashem in my body. Shemigufa adam yichol niros. In looking at your own body, your physical structure, you're able to see, ulizbonin, to understand, behamidos el yonah shel Hashem Yisbarach. You can understand the way Hashem uses his midos above. Ubipratios mevur ha'inyan bepesach Eliyahu. It explained in great detail as follows. Chesed de roa yemina. So chesed is the right hand. The right hand, Hashem, you know, bezron the tuya, he stretches out his right hand, that's chesed. Well, bezron the tuya is usually referring to some form of punishment, but the right hand is chesed. Gevura is the smaller, the gevura is the left hand. Tferes is gufa, the body is the tferes. That's the body. Netach v'hod, train shukin. The netach and hod, respectively, are the right and left legs. And chachma, Bina heim hamachshava. The chachma and bina are up in the brain, the mind, the hanistaris barosh, that which you can see. So that's the basic structure of the body as it parallels the spiritual structure of the eser spheros. And there's a lot to talk about within this world. This is just a very, very simplified form of this. Vine kimosha mochin shibarosha adam heim nelamim vinistarim venyuchal nahavinam lirosam. Just like in my brain and your brain, I can't see what's going on in your mind. You can't see what's going on in my mind. It's not visible. Kenhu b'hagimel rishonos shenikran elmin estimim. So too, the three higher spheros, the kechab, keser, chachma, bina, are called almin estimim, which are worlds that are hidden, the lowest galim that are not revealed. O almin d'eskasia, or again a different word for hidden world, the fishahem mechusim, because that which goes on in the brain is hidden. No one can see what's going on in my mind. Umustarin, they're hidden, mikol hasaga, machmas, hisalusam, romimusam. Because of the great heights of the brain and the heights that the machshava can reach, it's too hidden, too hard for someone to understand. Now, it's interesting here in the footnote, if you look at Os Hey, the top right in the footnote, he says, Besidra Arizal, mevuar kim haoros shalamata, the lower world, which is called Olma Yetzira, Nikram or, it's called light. The lower midos are called or. The fishechol nistaka ba'oram, because you could see. Since the seven midos are lower, it's visible. It's called or. However, the or shelamala, the energies that are above, which is olam habriya, which is a higher world, mechunim al shem mechoshech, they're called darkness, not because they're dark, but dark in that b'vnei she'en kol briya yichol listaka ba'oram. You can't see them; they're too high up. So to that which goes on in my brain is called dark, even though dark is, you know, is typically something that's negative. In this context, it means something that's too far for us to be hidden, to be seen. It's too high of a level. That's called choshech, is a higher level, while or is a lower level, which is that which is visible. Weiter in the text, he writes, V'iyav shar listakel ulizbonin behem meirov ha'ora. You can't see, you can't comprehend the chachma, the mochen, the brain. Rak ubehem genuzim tmurim, in within them is hidden kol haoros vashefa hayuredes misham lamata lizgalos ba'zayin tachtonos, and all that which in the brain is able to come down into this world tachtonos. It's too high of a level. The way they understand machshava, just to bring it as a high level, the way my body works and the spheros work, that machshava keser chachma bina of high levels of chachma. They're not so bound. Midos means that they're limited, right? Mechesed is limited. Gur is limited. The mochen are not limited. My mind, I could accomplish all that I want in the world. I could be the richest man in the world. I could nekol tar kula. I could be as strong as I want. In my mind, I could fantasize about whatever I want. There's no limit to what I could think about. But in reality, I'm not the smartest man. I'm not the strongest. I'm not the most wealthy person. So midos is where things are limited. But in machshav and ratzon, I could accomplish whatever I want. At such a high level, I could have fantasies that you can't even imagine about. So that's the idea of machshava. It's so hidden, it's so high up, we can't comprehend what goes on in the mind. So too is the case with the Esser Sphiros, or the three mochen, the three brain parts of the brain of the Esser Sphiros. It says further now on page Kuf Yutes, Ukemosha Zayin Tachtonos Ba'adam Hemevarm Nirim V'Niglin, and so too by man, the seven lower parts are visible. You can see my arms, you can see my body, my legs, and so on. Kimoke, and so too, Nikroin Hazain Sphiros Tachtonis, the lower seven spheros are called Almin Dizgalin, which are worlds that are revealed, that are visible, Shemisham Maschil Hasaga. So now this is all important, by the way. It's safer, it's fantastic overall, but it gives you a basic understanding, but also gives you the terms, what these terms mean. They're very important. You see Almin Dizgalin, Almin Dizkasian. We mentioned this a little bit on the Shabbos in the Hashkafa Shir about Rachel and Leah. These things connect to this as well. Now, you may kedem, you may olam. Now, you may kedem, these terms, what's you may kedem? Kedem means the days prior to the world's creation, and you may olam is when the world itself was created. He explains, Kishem shechalukim bipulasam kein chalukim bishmosam. Just like these worlds are called different in how they act, these different spheres, also too in what they're titled. Shagimel harishonos, the gar, the three rishonos, nikram yimei kedem. They're called yimei kedem. Vazayin tachtonos are called nikram yimei olam. Hatam. Ki agimel spheros, kichab. Now, by the way, it's also important. I mentioned on Shabbos about nefesh, olam, and shana. There's people, there's space, and there's time. So up until now, we've talked about people, the nefesh. The nefesh is constructed like the ten spheros, but also in terms of time. The way the world was created, we're about to see now the three, their days before the world was created, that's time, and then the 7 days of the creation. These also correspond, the time is also parallel to the Esser Sphiros. We have also in Makom, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, I think it is, that talks about the 10 Kedushas that exist in the world, from Kosh Kedashim to the Beis Hamikdash, to Har Bayis, to Yerushalayim. Those 10 Kedushas also correspond to the 10 Sphiros. So both in people, in time, and in space, it all parallels the Esser Sphiros. So explained in terms of the Zman, in terms of time, Hatam, Ki Agimel Sphiros, Kechab, the three higher Sphiros, which is Keser, Chochma, Bina, Nivru Brishona, they were created first. Ubehem Nivra Masha Kidmali Olam. So what was created in the world? What was in the world before the world was created? The highest things in the world. Torah Kadosha was created before the world. But there's a Gemara in Pesachim that tells us a few things, also Mishan Avos. A few things were created before the world was created. So Torah Kadosha, Kalachat Shuva, Gan Eden, V'Ge'enim. These are very high level things. These were created in Yimei Kedem, before the world was created. Kimosha Amu Chazal, HaTorah Kidma Le'olam Apayim Shana. That the Torah preceded the world before 2,000 years prior. So these are Yimei Kedem. Hazayin hatachtonos, the seven lower spheros, are called Nikram Yimei Olam. They are called the days of the world, which are Shebehem Nivra Ha'olam Besoda Kasiva Olam Chesed Yibane. Shebesfiras Chesed, Shu Rishon Shebezayin Tachtonos, Hischila Briasa Olam. So fascinating, right? So what's the first of the seven spheros, lower spheros? Is Chesed, right? It goes Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, and so on. Chesed is the first one of the lower spheros. It's like the king of the lower spheros. That's what it means, Olam Chesed Yibane. With Chesed, the world, the Yimei Olam was created, beginning Chesed. Chesed was the first one of the spheros that came into the world. And then it says, what does it mean, Chesed Yibane? He says, Shoresh HaOlam, what's the root of the world? It's Bibina. Lachain Yivnez Osios Bina. So what does that mean, Bina? So we have to understand that the way the spheros works, it's in such a way that each one prior to it is the source of the one to follow. So what that means is, since it begins Keser, if you have the image of my Keser's on top, I'm going to do it in your perspective. So Chachma, for you, right. So Keser, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tferes. So from Bina comes Chesed. Chesed, the next one. So Bina is the root of Chesed. So that's what means Chesed, Yibane. The Chesed was from Bina, it came from Bina, that the Bina was the source of everything, that's how it was all created. Now, in terms of the creation, Chachma and Bina are also men and women. Chachma is man. Tam and Chachma is a man, the husband. Bina Yisera is that women have this certain sixth sense, a certain understanding that men don't have. So Chachma and Bina, so from Bina becomes pregnant from Chachma, if you will, and that produces Chesed. Chesed is the first child. So here as well, Chesed was the creation of the world that came from Yivne, Chesed Yibane, from Bina, that's where everything came from. That's how everything sprouted. So then he says, Hatam, Shenikru, Belashin Olam. Why is it called Olam? Why is this world called Yimei Olam? Shehu, Milashin Helam Vastara, means that which is hidden. Kinelam Behem Koach HaGimel Rishonos Vashbasam. The reason I call the world Olam, and Yimei Olam, is because it came from three hidden spheres, namely Kechab, which were hidden. That's really the source of the world that we live in. That's why it's called the Yimei Olam, and it's called the Olam that we live in. Now, Vizatam, going weiter now, Vizatam, this is the reason, Shenivra, that was created, Shenivra Ha'olam Bezayin Yomim. It was created in three different days. The Fisha Olam, seven different days rather, the Fisha Olam Nivra Aidei Hazayin Sfiros Chagat Nihim. Each day of the week, the 7 days of the week, correspond to the seven Sfiros. Yom HaRishon Aidei Midas Chesed. Day one was Chesed, Yom Sheni was Aidei Midas Gvura, V'chein Kulam. And that's why they're called the 7 days of building. So he's going to explain Bekitzer, why each day is called, correspond, how it corresponds to each particular midah. So he may be Yom HaRishon, on the first day of the world, Shehu Yom Shehu Sfiras HaChesed, Niver Bo HaOr, Kitov, HaMor Al Or HaChesed. Chesed is something that's this overwhelming amount of light and energy that comes out. A person is about Chesed, does a tremendous amount. So the first day, Or is created, that's Chesed. Yom Sheni, second day, Yeshu Sviyas Gevura. So Amar Ba, Hashem is Bar. Hashem says, Hirakia, let there be a Rakia, let there be a ground. Ukemosh Pirish Rashi Zal, Yischazik Arakia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at the ground, come together, you know, solidify yourself. Shadain Lachem Hayu. The ground was like very swampy, very loose, very moist. And it strengthened itself, it became hard, it congealed from the screaming from Hashem Yisbarach. Shamar Yihirakia, let it be a rakia. Ukadam Shemishtomim v'omid migarasa mayim olav. A person scares you freeze, right? You get scared, you're in shock. So that's the rakia, it was in shock from HaKadosh Baruch Hu screaming, and it became stiff. V'yav she'en matzor l'fnei Hashem Yisbarach livros rakia chazak b'yom rishon. Even though nothing would hold back from Hashem doing this on day one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made the Rakia day one also strong. He could have made it Yitzchazek on day one. But he did this dafka in such a way, he wanted to wait till day two to do this. Ach Asa Hashem Kacha dafka, he did it in such a way, B'yom Sheni, Yom Gvura B'chines Yira. Because he wanted to create Yira on day two. L'lamed das Sheyira Hikach Hakim L'chol Nivram. Instilling fear allows for structure, discipline, right? No one likes the discipline. You want your kids, you want people to be in line, you need to give them structure, you need to give them a fear, you need to create, you know, reward and punishment. And that gives structure, that's Yom Sheni, that's Gevurah. Yom Shlishi, day three, Ishu Sviras Tiferes. So Amar Bo Hashem Yisbarach, Tad Sheh Haaretz Deshe Esev, let there be grass. Uperish Rashi, Deshe Hi Levishas Haaretz Basavim. It was where the entire world was adorned, covered with grass. Vizeo Indian Tiferes, Kmo Lavush Ha'odam Shulo Lechavod Ulisifaris. A person's clothing is his honor, his dignity, when he wears proper clothing. A person without clothing lacks covered of rios. So covered of brios is when a person is dressed properly. Tiferes, we call the big day kohen, big day kuna, it's covered with tiferes. It gives a person a certain amount of tiferes. It's the clothing, it's the body. Right? We said tiferes is the body, so tiferes is clothing on the entire body. That's Yom Shlishi, because the grass that covered the world, so too, it's that which covers us, all that's called tiferes. That's our glory, our honor. Yom Revi, day four, is Shusvias Netzach, which means victory. If Weinberger talks about this in a number of Joshua's, this is a theme of his once in a while. What is real victory? You know, victory is not winning the game and stuff like that. It's particular battles is about being able to overcome certain challenges. That's victory. He's talked about this a couple of times. We've heard him. But Shusvias Netzach Nidlu Hashemesh VaYerech VeKochavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hung the sun and the moon and the stars up in Shemayim. Shayideim. Manning a Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yom V'Layla. Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to have some order into the world. Shezeh Nitzchiyus HaRetz, that allows a certain continuity of the world, a time in the world. Zerah v'Katzir v'Kor v'Chom v'Kayitz v'Chorif, all these different seasons. Excuse me. Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, the pasuk says. So this is what Netzach does. It allows a continuity of the world to exist. That's Netzach, continuation. Yom Chamishi, day five, is Shusvias Hod. Nivru ba taninim hagdolim, these large serpent of sorts. Visa be perak shira, levyasin omer hodu lashem kitov. Perak shira talks about the various songs that each animal say. It's a fascinating medrash. So levyasin sings hodu lashem kitov because chol inin hodaya nimshach min bechinas hod. Hod is an idea of thanking. That's based on the levyasin and stuff. That's the day five, and yom shishi day six is shuhu sviasi yisod. Nivru ba'ad, the man was created. Shu yisod habriya hu ha-mashbiya. Yisod is the idea of being able to mashbiya, to procreate, to produce things. So that's day six. That's yisod. That's man's ability to create. V'yom hazeh hu mashbiya l'shem Shabbos kodesh. That man is mashbiya into Shabbos. He creates a Shabbos. Shabbos is the partner almost. K'maymer ha-kasev ha-hayah b'yom ha-shishi v'echinu. And day six you prepare for the next day Shabbos. V'amru ha-chamamzal mishetarach b'er Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. He who prepares on Erev Shabbos will be able to eat and enjoy on Shabbos itself. So Yisod is being mashbia to the very next day. And Yom HaShabbos, finally, Shu Sfiras Malchus Nishlema B'Malchuso. That's why you say, you know, Shabbos Malchusa. So Yisbarach Kimamarina B'Tfilas Shabbos Kodesh Yimitzichu B'Malchuscha V'chein Yomim Menusach Adon Olam Leis Nasa B'Chepso Ko'azei Melch Shemo Nikra V'Yom Zeh Shabbos V'Yinofash. That all these ideas of Malchus and Master and all these things are emphasized on Shabbos because Shabbos is connected Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship. That's all the first, this is the most popular way to break down the Sfiros, the three higher ones and the seven lower ones. But now there's another way, which is not so complicated, but it's a very important way to view the distinction within the Sfiros. We'll run through it quickly. He says, base. Inyan ha'ichasadim v'heikivuris. So really five and five. So I'll say it outside first. So we have the setup. You guys have that image in your mind about Keser, Chachma, and Bina. We have the 10. But really, the top 5 are part of Chesed, and the lower 5 are part of Gvura. We're going to go through how it works exactly. But that's also another way it works. So let's see. It says, O Nechleku Hayid Sviros Lebez Bechinos, Hei Chasadim Hei Gvuros, Ki Ha'esa Sviros Sidurn Hu Kemo Segul. The 10 Sviros is really a Segul, which is, you know, the Nekudos, the 3 in the bottom, which is an E. Shu yaminu small v'emta. There's right, left, and there's a middle. That's how it works. Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes. There's always these three, which is a segel. V'yeshem chamei shviros hashayichem yamin tara chesed. Now there are 5 of them that are really corresponding to the right side, even though 5 are not on the right side, but 5 are really leaning towards the right, which is chesed, which is keser, chachma, which is on the right side, and chesed, Tiferes. Even though Tiferes is in the middle, it's still leaning towards the chesed and netach. So you have Keser, even though Keser is in the center, it's still leaning to the right. Chachma is certainly on the right. Ches is on the right. And Tiferes in the middle, but Tiferes is leaning to the right. And Netzach is on the right. The Chamesh Sviros HaShayichen L'Smol, the 5 there towards the left, Tzad HaGvura is Bina. Bina is on the left side. And Gvura is certainly on the left side as well. Hod is also on the left side. So all three on the left side make sense. Yesod, now even though Yesod is in the center, Yesod leans towards the left. And even though Malchus is on the center, it leans towards the left. So these are the five Chesed and Gvuras. Now Tzad HaChesed, Keser, Shisham lo haya od shum din klal rak achdus hapasha. Keser is chesed because there is no, in Keser, where it's the world of Ein Sof, where everything's infinite, there's nothing limiting it. Din limits things, it restricts things, there's nothing limiting it, so that's why it's chesed. Chachma, which is the Shorash HaChazatim, even though we said Bina's Shorash HaChazatim, it's complicated now because really, I told you Chachma and Bina, Chachma is the father and Bina is the mother, so Chachma really is a Shorash. The Chachma is Mashpia into the Bina really just gives birth to it. So she's just really the vessel, if you will. So really, Chachma is really the source of Chesed, but Bina is what creates, what gives birth to the Chesed. So Chachma is really the Shorash of it. This connects to also what the Gemara talks about, who's Mazriya first between a husband and a wife. Isha Kisazriya, if a woman's Mazriya first, it gives birth to a boy. If a man's Mazriya, it gives birth to a girl. This connects to this as well. The Hagdama to the Zohar talks about this in as well. Either way, Chachmah is on the right side, is considered the Shorash of Chasadim. Chesed Kimashmo, Chesed certainly on the right side, it's Chesed itself. Tferes, Afshu Kava Emsi, even though Tferes is in the center, we call Makam Humate Klabi Chesed, it leans towards the right. Tferes is also called Rachman. Rachman is very similar to Chesed, but there are differences, so it leans towards the right. And Netzach, which is also Hugamkin Biyamim, is also on the right side. Hamisha Gvuros, the five ones on the left, Gvuros, Heim Bina, Mishai Cheses Ladin, Afa Pishahim Atma Rachman, even though Gvura is really, or rather Bina, even though Bina is some type of Rachman to it, it still leans towards the left side, like a Gvura. We call Malcolm Nikreis, Pulos Gvuros, Shemimenu Misar Dinim, Gvura Hu Din Kimashma, Gvura certainly on the left side, Hod, Higamkin Bismol, Hod is also on the left side, and Yesod, Afshu Kab Emsa, even though Yesod's in the center, we call Malcolm Ikrin Tiyasu, it leans Ela Small Shu Din. And finally, Malchus, Shisham, Humidas Hadin, Beso, Dina de Malchus Adina, it's also called Din. Malchus is also called Din, even though it's a sentence called Din. And finally, just says, that's why Alzer Romes and Ha'eser Esbels, 10 fingers are connected to these ideas. 5 fingers on the right side, I'm reading outside in English. The 5 right fingers, the 5 hand, the right hand is the 5 Chasadim, the left hand, the 5 fingers on the left hand are all the 5 Gvuros. And that's why typically the Kohanim, when they do Birkas Kohanim, they do the right hand above the left hand because we want the Chesed to be over the Gvura. And also when it comes to the Tiyas Adayim, the right hand is always above the left hand because we want Chesed to overpower the Din. Okay, we'll stop there. Sorry about the rush at the end, but we want to catch davening.